Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of Shiurim in the Sugya of Niskavim, Laragazev, Haragazev. We've already seen a flows mitaras Hashem. And we are going in the Derech of Moreno, Hagoyen, Reb Aaron Zatzal. So we saw the Rashi in the Sechot Sanhedrin that if he intended to kill an animal and he killed a person, he had a sword not to kill the person. The Kuliam, what's called Asoa Sofek. The reason is because he's not, and if the Kuliam it's Asura Sofik and it's not considered Asura. And even though they gave him Asura that he might kill a person, still his Kavana wasn't to kill a person, even though he knows it might happen. So the Divrei Hakol, Loishma Hasura, because now he's doing a Maisi, he's not intending to kill the person, he knows it might happen, but since he's not intending to kill the person, that's not called Hasura. Even though he could be pogea, but adam, when he strikes the animal, he could strike a person, or he throws something at the animal, he could hit the person, and then actual maisus bezodim gamor. Nevertheless, since he has no kavana, he has no intent to kill the person, the divrei hakol lo shema hasoa. Everybody holds that's not considered an asla. For those who want more information on the union of asla suffix, so the Talmudic Encyclopedia has a discussion, a very good discussion, a lot of sources, Kedarg and Bekodesh. Akopana, we'd like to bring a raya to say normally asla suffix, whether it's Shemasra is a machlekes. But here, where he doesn't bechlal intend to do this maisa of killing the person, so there the kuliyam asla suffix is lav shema asla. But raya gedoli esh lahavi li yisoid zeh, we like to bring a raya to this yisoid, that even though the maisa that he did, he knows 100% that he's doing this maisa shenase bezodim gamul, we call mokom heyadera kavona yifal, the lo choshev hasla, the lack of kavona, is payel, that it is not considered Hasra. Since he has no kavana, he has kavana to do the maisa, but he has absolutely no kavana to kill this person. He's going after the animal. So memelo kule alma, this heyadel kavana, this lack of kavana, makes it that it's not considered hasra. And the raya for this is that here, the ocha kom moidim, after the mitzius, efshel the even tifka be behema v'loy ba'adam, become mokom tifka even ba'adam, is chayev misa l'divrei hakol. The raya is, everybody agrees that if the guy is standing there, and there's an animal next to the person, and he throws a stone, and he's aiming at the person. He throws 97 mile an hour fast stone, not fastball, fast stone. And he's trying to hit the person, even though b'mitzias, it could be, it's going to be an errant fastball, and it's going to be a curveball, and it's going to hit it's going to curve to the animal. Nevertheless, if he hits the person, he's chayiv misa l'divrei hakol. And it's like Zarek Evan B'Shabbos, that he's miskavin Lizrok Arba, he's chayev. He doesn't know it's going to go Arba, maybe it'll go two or three Amos, and he won't be chayev nevertheless. But Oysa Zrika, if he wasn't miskavin for four, he's pater, but if he's miskavin for four, he's chayev. So we see that even B'Mokwin, She'etzem HaMaisa, B'Sofik Ma'u, we don't know what's going to happen with his maisa. Hakavana goy remes loy chiyuv. The kavana causes a chiyuv. What depends what his kavana is. That if he was miskaving to hit a person, and he killed a person, even though it could have hit the animal, or he was miskaving lizrok arva, Reyu Chayiv. He's chayiv because he's kavana for four, he had kavana for a person.
Not
that there's no echreach, not that it's not necessary that the mice is going to happen, that doesn't cause a p'tur of davar sheino miskavin shel kol ha'Torah kula. Since there's a machsheves zadon shel ha'oseh, ein man uladin ala maisim nasim emeila olo. Since there's a machsheves zadon of the person doing it, it is not our job to judge whether the maisa was done memela or not done memela. He had a machsheves zadon, and that's what matters. It doesn't matter if it's automatic that the mice is going to happen. What matters is what his kavana is. And if his kavana was for Isser, so it's considered a davar miskavin. Within lidach gisa, if his kavana is not to do a mice that's going to be mechayiv him, you know they gave him a asra and he's amazed gamor, his chisar and kavana causes that the misafik, it's not considered asra. And if you're going to say, if so, then hika v'chazer v'hika, why don't we say that he doesn't have kavana to hit his father? We have a machlokes. If he hits two guys, one of them is his father, he doesn't know which one, then it's a machlokes if he's going to be chayiv. How can there be a tzad that he's chayiv? Why don't we say that he doesn't have kavana to hit his father, and his kavana is to hit an inish da'alma? His kavanah is to hit a regular person. So why is he chayiv? Why is he mischayiv? His kavanah was to hit an inish da'alma. That's not true. Because dafka, in the case where he throws at the animal, and it's not vaday that it's going to be poigeh ba'adam, you can say he doesn't have kavanah to be laragas ha'adam. But when he hits somebody who's safek aviv, he knows that it could be his father, and there's kavana brura to hit him no matter what. Now, sai if it's his father, sai if it's not his father. And you can't say there's no kavana to hit his father. When he throws the stone, he's trying to get the animal, so it might hit the person, but he's aiming at the animal. Here he's aiming at this guy, and this guy happens to be his father. It might be his father, it might not be his father. But in the tzad that it's his father, he's 100% trying to get his father. He's trying to hit his father. So if Be'emes, if it's his father, then the Hasra is Hasra Gemure of Maisa Akos Avim Kavana Lahakos Es Aviv, because he wants to hit this person, and this person is his father, whether he knows it or not. But he's hitting two people, and one of them is his father, so he knows that it might very well be his father, and he's hitting him anyway. And if it turns out that it's Taka's father, then he's Chayiv. He intended to hit this person, and this person's his father. And therefore Rashi explains the din of Zorek Evan Legav, the Ayri Shiesh Le Kavana Le Echot. Rak She'en Yaduim U'Bechlala Yisraelim U'Bechlala Kananim She'Bechaburet. That's why Rashi explains that when someone throws a stone into a group of people and he's intending to hit one person, he just doesn't know whether this guy is Jewish or not. And Rashi doesn't say Pshat like the other Rishonim, that he wants that the stone should hit any of them. So why does Rashi prefer his way that he intended a specific guy? Because according to the derech of the other Rishonim, this kavana, shumit kaven shetaroga evan, et mita shetiv gabo, benim yanachwi, benim yisrael, yidayim emamish le kavanas hamaka esavik aviv, benim wa aviv, benim lav. Because according to this derech of the other Rishonim, that he's intending to hit any guy in the group, this kavan is daim mamish le kavanas hamakas safek avi benu avi benim lo. Because when he hits this guy, he's saying, listen, I want to hit him whether he's my father or not. And if it turns out it's his father, he's chayav nisus, so therefore here also. He's saying, I want to get somebody in this group, whether he's Jewish or Goyish. And therefore, if he hits a Jew, he's chayav. Not that it's a suffik, if it's going to hit a Jew or a Goy, that suffik doesn't take away from his zadon. Just like the suffik of whether or not the mukeh is his father isn't megareh his zadon if it's really his father. If he's hitting this guy, he doesn't know if it's his father, but if the mice is his father's, then he's chayav, according to one opinion. See, so also he's throwing the rock, he wants to hit somebody. And you're right, it's a suffik, it's going to hit a Goy or hit a Jew, but he intended to hit somebody, and there's a Jew in this group. That means that his intention is, and it's not that it's a Jew, it's that it should hit the Jew. Even if it's a Jew, he's cool with the fact that it hit a Jew. Just like when he hits this man, he's cool with the fact that he's hitting him, even though it might be his father. He's cool with the fact that the stone is hitting this person, even though this person's Jewish. So it doesn't matter whether the suffix is b'lishavar or miyad. Doesn't matter whether the suffik is l'sha'avar, meaning it's already his father. And here the suffik in throwing the stone is now. Now who's the stone hitting? So, according to Rashi, in such a case, he'd be responsible. If he threw into this group of people and he said, whoever, let the cards fall as they may. So now we understand the Echreich of Rashi, why he wanted to say that it's he intended a specific person. We don't know if he's Jewish or not. So if his kavanah was for the guy, so he doesn't have kavanah li Yisrael, and that's why he's not chayiv. So this is all predicated, by the way, on Rabbeinu's understanding of Rashi. The Rashi writes, this is in Bava Kamma and Daf Mem Daled Amud Beis, that Dibor Maschil. Ma ba'ala ma de mechavin, like there he writes, Prat lezorek evan lesech, the god lesech haboros anashim v'esham kananim Yisrael and bika lemem le kananim l'skavin. So Ben is understanding that he is mechavin to a specific person, and we're assuming that the person he was mechavin to was a guy, so even if he hit a Jew, he's fine. He's off the hook. So if you're mechavin to a Jew, so even if you don't know that he's a Jew, that's no good. In other words, if you're mechavim that wherever it's going to hit, it hits. So it's not beseder, because one of your options is that it's going to hit a Jew, and that was his kavanah, that it hits the person who it hits. So Rashi was daicha that, and Rashi instead decided, at least according to the way Rabbeinu is understanding Rashi, that he has kavanah for a specific person, and maybe that person was a Kenani. And therefore, he's off the hook, even if it hits a Jew. And that's called Asra Safek, because he had Kavana to do a mice that isn't Mechayef and Misa. Just like if he would try to hit an animal, and then he ended up getting a person, he'd also be Pater, because his Kavana was for the animal. Now, in an earlier shiur, we discussed Machlokes Rashi v'Shaar Rishonim, the sugya, the Sof Perek Beis of Bava Kamma, Gavin Niskavim Lezog Zishtayim V'Zorak Arba. Afil Mamar Kol Mokum Shetirtze Tanuach Mishum Dehavei Dov Rishonim Niskavim. פשטס הסיגי מספרשת שעשה כוונסי שתנוח האבן אוי בשתיים או בארבע ותרווי וניחה לי בשווה ומכל מוקרים חושב דובר שאינו מסקבים. So it says that if he wanted to throw a two and ended up going four, he's putter. Even if he says, wherever it lands, it lands. Because the Darvish Shem is scaving. Because his kavana was either two or four. They're both equally good for him, but it's a Darvish Shem is scaving because he's not intending four. And Rashi doesn't like that. And Rashi says that the reason that he's putter is because his ikar kavana, as we discussed, was the shtayim. He just doesn't care. It could also land four. But the zikr kavana is two. And once that's a zikr kavana, that it was misrachik two, that's enough for him. And memeil, if it goes four, we're not going to be mechayiv him. So Rashi argues with the other Rishon. Rashi holds that if there was an ichusa, that if he was pleased, Banachas Shtaim or Banachas Arba, Bishave, it's not considered a Davar Sheino Miskavim. Im Haisa Nichusa Shalai, Banachas Shtaim or Banachas Arba, Bishave, if he wants the two of them equally, it's not Davar Sheino Miskavim according to Rashi. And he's Machayiv if it hits, if it goes four. Rashi says the only reason he's Pater is because his primary intent is for two. With Pashtus, Mashmos HaSugya, the Perek test, the Sanhedrin, Ayin Tes Amar Aleph, Hidaloi Kirashi. The simple understanding of the Sugya in Sanhedrin 79b is not like Rashi. Why? Because it says there in the Gemara, Pshite, it says there in the Gemara, Pshite, it's Pashut, that Koi Ruven Vishimen, that there are two people standing before him, Reuven and Shimon. And the Zayrek says, Anna le Reuven kamechavna. And then he says that I'm a chaving for Reuven. Le Shimon loy kamechavna. And my kavan is not for Shimon. And in the end, he ends up killing Shimon. Hainu pluktayu. That's the machlokes between Reb Shimon and the Tanna Kamma. So Reb Shimon says, "Filin eskavin la'arogas zeb arogas zeb pater." Reb Shimon holds pater, and the Tanna Kamma will hold chayiv if he's neskavin la'arogas zeb arogas zeb. So hainu pluktayu. Amar lechad minai umai. If he says that I intended one of them, and I don't care which one, what's the din? Would Reb Shimon also pater? Because he didn't have kavana for him bedafka? Or maybe no. Since he doesn't care, Reb Shimon's mo that he kills the other guy he killed. So maybe Reb Shimon's mo that he's chayu. Tashma, the son of Reb Shimon, I'm at Shema, the plain yani miskabein. He has to have specific kavana for Ploni. Now this Shaila Gemara, Ba'amar l'chad minayu, when he said, I want to hit one of them. So this tziur is mamish b'daymel and is kavan lizrok shtayim b'zarek arva. L'fi peru shayla rishonim. According to the other rishonim, he's cool with both. He's cool with equally cool with two and four. And so to hear, Chad Minayu is equally killing Reuven, he's equally cool killing Shimon. And the Gemara is poshet the shaila, but Aliva the Reb Shimon. You have to have kavana for the specific person you're hitting, that he's hitting. So therefore, if he had kavana for both of them, that he's and the Gemara also adds, by the way, Kasaba Ruven Minimsa Shimon Ma. I don't know if I read that. If he thinks it's Ruven and ended up being Shimon, what's the din? So the sound of Shimon Imach, Yom the Ploni was going to have to have a specific kavana for Ploni. So being equally cool that it should hit Ruven or hit Shimon isn't good enough. He's only to be mechayivim. He only has mechayiv if he has specific kavana for the person he's hitting. With the Rav Shimon, so for Rav Shimon, we can learn for the Rab, to the Rabbanan. B'zorek Eben Legab, Ha'yu Sham Nachrim B'Yisraelim. V'lo'y Choshiv Ki Kavana B'Yisrael. So just like if he intended to kill one of them and either he was fine with either one, according to Rav Shimon, he's not Chayiv. So too, he wouldn't be Chayiv if he throws a stone among a group of people. And he says whoever it hits, he's fine. If it hits a Jew, he's fine. If it hits a guy, he would still be Patur according to Rav Shimon. So that would then be a Raya with Das HaRishonim, that the Rishonim hold that he's Patur in such a case. Rashi holds that he's Chayiv in such a case. The other Rishonim hold that he's Patur in such a case, and we see that from Rav Shimon, that he'd be Patur if he throws it into a group and there's Jews and Goyim there, and he says whoever it hits, just like he's Patur when he says Lechad Minayu, he says if I get Reuven, fine. If I get Shimon, fine. According to Rav Shimon, he's Patur. Because he's not intending specifically to kill the person he killed. And also in the case of throwing the object on Shabbos, he attended to and it goes four, and he's equally cool with two and four, so he wouldn't be chayiv, just like he's not chayiv if he's equally cool if he kills Reuven or Shimon, and he's not chayiv if he's equally cool if it hits a Yisraeli or a Kanani in a group of people. So too, he's equally cool if it goes two or four, but since his intention isn't that it should go four, he's pater. So this would seem to be a raya for the other Rishonim. Not like Rashi. Rashi would hold that if he's equally cool with Isser and Heter, he's chayiv if it goes to Isser. So this is really fascinating. And there is still a ton more to go, a ton more to say. And hopefully, and we'd like to go into the Shittas HaRambam. Always exciting. And B'li Neder will be zecher to continue. So please stay tuned. And thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends.